quite important for us to constantly remember exactly what this class is about, because it's so easy to get into a habit of, well, Wednesday, here I go, and we don't think about it, you know, really what we're doing. We just kind of come out of habit. Or it's also easy just to begin to feel like it's a drag and it's an exertion. Every Monday and Wednesday, here I am. I could be doing so many other things besides going to this class. Yeah. And so then just the interest peters out and we stop coming. And so I think it's really important to really deeply and continuously think about what it is that the class is about and what it is that we're trying to do, and that we're here because of some very fundamental gut feeling that our human potential isn't being actualized in the present state, and in fact we're living in a state of confusion, and that there are means and methods to use, to apply, to really improve the quality of our life and make our life meaningful for others. And so for that reason, that's why we're coming. And to really remember that, and remember that, I mean, what's going on in this class is a process of liberation. It's not just coming and getting amused and hearing a bunch of information and, you know, trying to figure it out. But it's actually the process of us trying together to become fully enlightened Buddhas. Yeah, in other words, it's something that's really something actually quite significant that's happening. And therefore, to have that awareness and some kind of sense of appreciation and joy in what we're doing. Years ago when I studied in Dharamsala with Geshe Nawandarge, he used to, say to us, because we were all travelers from all various parts of the world, you know, he used to encourage us to really use our time in Dharamsala wisely, because soon, you know, circumstances change and we all go back to our countries and then it's not possible to have that situation. And indeed, that's exactly what happened. I mean, the wind of our karma blew us all in different directions. Geshe is now in New Zealand. I haven't seen him for many years. Very difficult to see him down in New Zealand. The kinds of teachings he was giving at the library aren't being taught there anymore. Very difficult to get the kinds of texts and the way he was teaching them. We can't get that so easily anymore. And then all the different students, you know, scattered all over the world. Now the karma we had together was over. And so it was really, as he said, you know, like according to how much energy we put in and the kind of faith and appreciation we had, then that much we had to take home with us wherever we went. You know, because when we go somewhere, the only thing we can ever really, really take with us is the Dharma. I mean, when the Tibetans left Tibet, they couldn't take all their scriptures and teacups and houses and knickknacks and things. All they did was take the Dharma because they had to leave real quickly. And so that's the real, you know, the real thing we have in our hearts, the real thing that comes with us in no matter where we go. And so when we have the chance to kind of, you know, listen to the Dharma, get the Dharma in our minds and in our hearts, that kind of thing that is really so difficult to get. It's so incredibly difficult to get Dharma teachings, you know, I mean, when you think of all the different places and people in the world and where there are teachers and where there's religious freedom and, you know, where people have the time and interest and so many things. It's actually quite difficult to get. And yet this is the one thing that really is what makes our life meaningful. Because when we die, you know, everything else that we're spending most of the rest of the day doing, you know, what is it when we die? Yeah, I mean, our job, our prestige, our calling card, our bank account, our house, our relationships, where are they when we die? You know, what are they? I mean, just completely goodbye, finished. Nothing there. And so it's really only the Dharma that comes with in this life and at the time of death. And so it's really important, you know, therefore why we have the chance to learn it and think about it, to put the energy into that, because so quickly the karma changes, then the opportunity's over. And then, you know, then what do we do? Like when we've missed an opportunity, we can't take a time shift back in time to, you know, do it all over again. That just isn't a possibility. So it's real important to use the time wisely. And I think that's where, you know, in our practice, some kind of feeling of faith or confidence in the teachings is really important. You know, so that really there's some joy in the heart about approaching teachings that comes through realizing the rarity, comes through realizing the preciousness of the teachings and appreciating that. And so that the mind, because it has faith and confidence, because it realizes what a special thing the Dharma is, then the mind becomes very joyful and wanting to practice and wanting to hear teachings, wanting to do retreats. The mind becomes really kind of buoyant and not drudging. And then it becomes like to have another kind of purpose in life besides just accumulating more and more stuff in our drawers. And then having to go out and buy more and more drawers because we have too much stuff to fit in. Yeah, I mean, it's really kind of hard to convey to you. Like this last time when I was in Dharamsala, and every time I go back there, because I've been there through so many years, you know, it's like every time I go back, it makes me think of all the other times I was there. And that this whole era when Geshe Darge was teaching, I mean, that's just over with. You know, it's like I was fortunate to be there for part of it, and it's over, but then it's nowhere retrievable anyhow. You know, it's never going to happen again. And so I was sitting there saying, what did I do all those years? And did I really make use of the time I was there? And, you know, and because he kept on telling us, you know, use your time wisely, use your time wisely, you know. And we kept on saying, oh, yes, here he is telling us again, you know. But he was really right. He was really right.